Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's Christmas in Kansas City, and the snow is falling down. The plaza lights are pretty, it's good to be in my hometown. All the fountains are frozen over, and the leaves have long been on the ground. But there's a warm feeling here, lived through the year, it's like nowhere else I've found. Cause it's Christmas.
The only thing I can see is Spectre dancing to this song.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Did he tell you to play this?
No comment.
Or Josh, it's one or the other. I mean, it's this is such a brutal song. But we used to play it. Inspector would dance to this song all the time.
It's a good song.
It does kind of remind me of...
Sweet, and I promise you'll be able to understand all the words. Not like Sting, where you can only understand the last three.
You know the biggest Sting fan is that I know?
Vip.
Vip, yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Huge
okay.
Sting fan, yes. Name another Sting fan.
My parents were huge police fans.
Yeah, who did you say?
Sting.
Yeah, like Sting isn't one of those names you're like, I love Sting. Like, you know, it just isn't. Like, he's got some good song. My family song growing up was Fields of Gold because we heard it on a vacation one time and it just played over and over again in the early 90s. And still to this day, we send it to each other and whatnot. But other than that, there's not much that I care about Sting, but Bip does.
So I told you why I fear the stadiums being out of Kansas City. Because I look at St. Louis. I like what downtown St. Louis looks like as opposed to St. Louis County. And I know that there is a stadium in downtown St. Louis. That is it. There's no other reason to go down there, at least from when I've been down there. And then you go to St. Louis County, and boy, is it just completely different. And I worry that's going to happen to Kansas City.
Yeah, and I think that's a good worry. I got a text from somebody yesterday that's been kind of on the inside of everything that's going on right now with the Royals and the Chiefs. And he texted me and he goes, do you have any fear that downtown is going to crumble and all this hard work that we put in over the last 20 years to revitalize downtown is going to go to pot? And I'm like, that's an interesting way to kind of think about it. And you brought up the same thing. And I look, I think it should be a concern for a lot of people that you're going to see the inner core, the heartbeat of our city crumble. But it's not because of the people. It's not because of the Royals or the Chiefs or anything like that. It's because of the poor leadership that KC Moe had for the last, you know, 3 or 4 years in trying to get this thing done and trying to get this thing put together. From Mayor L to Frank White, those two guys right there are the ones who failed everybody. It's not the voters. It's not the teams. It's the leadership, because there was none. There was no leadership. And I think a lot of times, you know, leaders want to be popular. They want everybody to like them. But that's not how you lead. You lead by making those hard decisions and hard stances and hard, you know, problems and solving all of them. And there was a major issue, you know, with the Royals and you know, trying to get that stadium built. And instead of helping the process, I think Mayor L hindered the process by suggesting that Crossroads area. And it wasn't really where the team wanted to be, but they were doing a solid for the city at the time to say, all right, we'll think about that area. That's not bad. It'll connect, you know, the power and light district to us. It'll be good for everybody involved. The Royals did such a solid for the city, and then Mayor L never did a solid for the Royals and didn't endorse that stadium plan until the, you know, the witching hour, the Saturday at 1 o'clock before the vote when nobody's paying attention. That's when Mayor L endorsed that plan. Mayor L should have been out there from the beginning of this telling everybody why this was beneficial and telling everybody, if we don't vote for this, we could lose our teams. That's what a person in leadership does. He did not do that. He sat on the fence and he tried to play both sides and keep everybody happy. That's not leadership. Sometimes in leadership, you have to piss people off and make hard decisions. And the hard and smart decision that Mayor L should have made was to say, we're going to go in the East Village, we're going to keep this here, and we're going to champion this project, and we're going to get that stadium downtown. Because you went from the East Village to the Crossroads to Overland Park, and you lost it out of not only your city, but your county and your state. Because you didn't lead, and you kept the city council in the dark, from what I've been told, and they're not happy with that because they didn't have a say in anything because nobody was informing them. The same thing with the Jackson County legislators to Frank White. Kept them in the dark as well, didn't share information with them, and now here we sit. So when people look back and the book is written on why this happened, there are two reasons why. Quentin Lucas and Frank White did not lead when they needed to lead, and they let the county, the city, and the state down, and now both of the teams are going across the state line to Kansas.
I heard you yesterday with Carrington, and I want to bring that back up because you were giving the information that we'll give again on the other side of the break, but again, it's not 100% final, but I think the way that Carrington said it is that it's first and goal from the 3-yard line.
Yeah, I texted you yesterday. I said, publicly, not done. Behind the scenes, done.
So, yeah, and if you've got thoughts on this too, please, phone lines are open. Yeah, call us 913-586-7965. Love to hear your thoughts too.
What fans are saying. It's the biggest sports story in Kansas City history. And, you know, I was talking about that with Scott Parks yesterday. I went on with him and Dan in the afternoon, and he brought me on. He goes, this is the biggest sports story in Kansas City history. I go, yeah, it is. Two brand new stadiums are getting ready to be built on the Kansas side of the state line, where for years, Kansas had nothing, and then they got leadership. Credit Laura Kelly. What a leader. Ty Masterson, president of the Kansas Senate. What a leader. Skoog and Overland Park, leader. All of these folks behind the scenes that you didn't really hear much from were leading and doing good things. They weren't out in public. They weren't doing any of that kind of stuff in on the front, but they were leading from behind and in back behind the scenes, and they were getting deals done, and they were being good partners. That's the other thing. Partner keeps coming up in all of this. They keep referring to the state of Kansas as a partner and whatnot in all of this. And they are. This is a partnership. And it's going to be a really good partnership. And it's going to be very beneficial for our area. It's going to create jobs. It's going to create places for people to go. It's going to put Kansas City on the map even more so than it is. It is a major, major, major change for our city. And it's a great change for our city. And everybody can benefit. And I understand where you're coming from, Dusty, on the downtown stuff, because you're not the only one that I heard it from. And I kind of feel that way as well. We worked so hard to get downtown to where it needed to be. And the final piece would have been that ballpark in the East Village that John Sherman wanted to do before he purchased the team, for God's sakes. And Mayor L got involved and said, well, let's do the crossroads. And here we sit.
John from Southside, time's yours.
Hey, Dusty, how you doing today?
Not good, man. Not good.
Yeah, I'm the same. So real quick, so I've lived in Jackson County, South KC, my entire life. And, you know, I've had the Chiefs and the Royals for 24 years. Does a lot of our taxes and revenue go towards Chiefs and Royals? Correct me if I'm wrong. So like, my point is, what's the point of living in Jackson County if we lose it to Kansas? Like, where's all of our money going then?
Well, the 3/8 cent sales tax is what is what's being paid in Jackson County for the stadiums. Okay.
Right.
So once 2031 comes and the teams leave and that tax expires, you'll get that 3/8 cents back, so to speak, in your, you know, your income, $100-$125 a family of four, I think is what they factor it out to be.
Gotcha. I mean, and I know that was a tax nobody really saw. Like that was correct. A big argument because it wasn't a new tax. It was the same tax, just extending it
right
in the first place. So I'm just really pissed off about.
You should be.
Bob, you made a great point of the leadership earlier. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That there hasn't been any at all, and it's ridiculous. And I would imagine some people feel the same way, how upset and pissed off I am, you know, just being a KC resident, Jackson County resident your entire life. I'm sure plenty of people a lot longer than me. But I think that's besides the point of now. And I'll happily go to Kansas and still support, you know, both teams. I'm not one of those people. And I think if you are that person, you're just a lunatic and you're stupid. You're dumb if you're not going to support a team just because they go across 20 minutes to the state line. I just had to rant for 20 for about a minute or two, so I appreciate you letting me do that.
Yeah. Sounds like a Surfside Friday night, John.
Thanks, Dusty. Have a good one, guys.
You too, man.
Yeah. No, and
we'll continue to take those phone calls, too, 913-586-7965. I'm sorry to cut you off. I've got to get to a break. Yeah. We'll get to your phone calls, your concerns. Vent if you like. Try to pick me up. I don't know if you can. I'm down, baby. Down bad. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
Here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports, and your home for you to give us your thoughts on the news that was yesterday. There will be a meeting in Topeka, Kansas on Monday regarding the stadium move of the Chiefs.
Yes, not the Royals, just the Chiefs at this
point. Royals will not be in attendance, but we can assume they will follow suit.
Yeah, I heard just right after the first of the year, hopefully. You know, what's going on with the Royals, you saw Ty Masterson, the president of the Kansas Senate, yesterday say, you know, he believes the Royals are fully committed to moving to Kansas. And they're just trying to, really, the thing that they're trying to figure out right now with them is their deal with the Jay and to make sure that the Jay is okay. That's the Royals' number one priority right now, to make sure that the Jay is okay and that they are taken care of and they get an agreement with them. Obviously, the Asperia campus is where we've talked a lot about. There's also a potential with a land swap with Black and Veatch, and there's some stuff to be worked through. But I'm told those papers have, you know, kind of already been signed with Black and Veatch and the Royals, that if they needed to do a land swap, they could do that on 115th Street. Black and Veatch is on the north side. Asperia is on the south side of that street, so they could do a land swap there. I was told, John Sherman has been meeting with the folks at Black and Veatch over this recently, and so that's kind of the conversation going on there. But they just need to get things. I think right now the last piece of the puzzle is figuring out things and making sure that the Jay is taken care of in a proper way before the Royals announce where they're going. And so that's the latest on the Royals. Obviously, you know, the Chiefs, we've been kind of telling you about for a while. We've told you about this date on December 22nd. I thought really the Royals would be the first one to go, and most people thought the Royals were going to be the first one to go, but obviously that's not the case because there's still some stuff that they need to button up. I think it's getting a little frustrating for a lot of people within the Royal side of things, like get the deal done and let's get this thing moving, because the Chiefs are going to announce, then it's going to be the holiday, and then probably after the first of the year the LCC can call a meeting anytime they want and approve this kind of stuff. So it's up to the Royals right now to kind of finish everything off and get this deal in paper so they can announce it, hopefully after the first of the year as well.
We go to the phone lines, 913-586-7965, taking your reactions to the stadium news. JC, you're on the air. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Doing well, man. How are you?
Good. I got a couple minutes here before I clock into work. Just some thoughts on what you were saying about, is downtown going to suffer if these teams leave? I think that's a bit of an overreaction, to be honest. I think downtown has had its own economy and its own hustle and bustle for, long enough. These stadiums are already, a drive away. I really don't think that moving that drive in a different direction is really going to hurt. I think it's the same question of, is Westport going to suffer from these teams leaving? And I think the real mistake was putting it in the Crossroads in the first place.
Yep.
I think we have an extremely vibrant and dedicated arts scene in our city, and I think that's what really led the plan to be doomed.
You are 100% right about that.
Appreciate the phone call, JC.
The Crossroads was a bad location. It was not well thought out. It was not well prepared. It was almost like they did it knee-jerk reaction. Oh, they did do it as a knee-jerk reaction. Had they stayed, I believe anyway, in the East Village and built the stadium there, I think it would have passed, and I think we would have had construction going on for well over a year now. But that's just me. That's just, kind of where I am. But that seemed like the logical spot for it, because there was nobody to uproot at that point in time, and that would have been the completed piece of downtown Kansas City. And, I think a lot of people are concerned about the fate of downtown Kansas City and Kansas City in general, because you are losing that big 1% earnings tax across the board, like 1% of every, Patrick Mahomes salary, or 1% of Derek Jeter coming in, or Otani, or whoever it is, or concerts. That 1% earnings tax is going to be lost, and that's what directly pays for the police and fire departments in Kansas City, Missouri. And so the 1% earnings tax, that's going to be tough money to try to make up. And then the sales tax that's going to come in from those two teams not being there for Casey Mo to fund whatever else they fund, schools and all this stuff. There's going to be a big loss on the ledger for Casey Mo / Jackson County when these teams move. How are they going to make up that tax revenue?
A couple of people asking what the J is. The Jewish Community Center.
Yes, the Jewish Community
Center. 119th and Knoll.
Yes, it's 115th and Knoll. It's on the northwest corner of like 115th and Knoll. It's a big campus. There's like 200 different entities in the Jewish Community Center. The J is the athletic side, and they're on the plot of land of the Asperia campus. It's not part of the Asperia campus, but it would make things easier if the Royals could also, have that plot of land. And so when somebody lives there or owns something, you've got to work through negotiations with them.
We go to Marcus. Marcus, time's yours.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on this morning. I appreciate the Royals and the Chiefs for everything that they've done for this community, but man, this is a terrible, terrible thing for Jackson County. I just feel like, man, we kind of got shafted through this whole process with the Chiefs coming in at the last second, and just the property tax situation that we was all facing here in Jackson County.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just feel like we didn't really get a fair shake at it. And that's really all I wanted to say. This is just a kind of a somber moment for us here in Jackson County that grew up 44 years of my life. Mm-hmm. And I just, man, this is a tough, tough, tough day to be had for a Jackson County guy like myself. And that's all I wanted to say. Thanks for all you guys do.
Hey, Marcus, let me ask you this real fast before I let you go.
Yes,
you still
sir.
There? Think about how you'd be feeling if Kansas didn't step up and the Chiefs were moving and the Royals were moving to like Nashville or, you know, Montreal or something like that. So that's the good news, is our teams aren't leaving. They're moving across the state line. A lot of teams and a lot of cities get into these stadium situations and then the team just leaves the market. Look at the Rams. Look at, you know, some of these other NFL teams, the Raiders, how many times, baseball teams being moved, the A's and the Montreal Expos and all these teams. The good news is we're not losing our teams. They're staying. We're very fortunate that we do have state line and we had the ability for Kansas to come in and step up and basically keep our teams in the area. That's a good thing.
Yes, I agree with that wholeheartedly, Bob. I'm not one of those ones that's going to be like, I'm not going to be a fan anymore, because that's just a bunch of bull crap in my opinion. But, you know, I'm more really kind of worried about like the state and the local government here that's just allowed this to happen. Like you said, Bob, it's just a terrible thing for us here in Jackson County that just grew up knowing nothing but that. And that's really all I wanted to say. State and local government definitely played a big part, if not the biggest part, in all this. And thanks for all you guys do. I'll be listening.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. We'll go to Chance. Chance, you're on the air. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm not originally from Kansas City, but I've been here about 15 years or so. And I would say, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know all the inner workings with the laws and stuff like that. But I would say just from driving around, that it has more to do with just the lack of development in Jackson County, in that area. You know, the Denny's burned down. There's no plan to rebuild it. The hotel burned down. 40 highways, just a ran down, desolate area.
The subway closed.
The subway closed out there?
That's what they say.
Raytown Road behind the stadium's just a dumping ground that's two lanes in some area for, I mean, I don't know what, 50, 60 years now. And I mean, you look at Kansas side, they take better care of their roads. The streets are posted, you know, signs, lighting. I just think Kansas has the upper hand, and I voted yes, of course, to keep it in Jackson County, because I've always been a Missouri resident since I've been here. But
praise be.
You know, I'm South Kansas City, Grandview area. It's going to suck. I get it for the people that live here, but I moved here because I'm a Chiefs fan and have been since 93.
That's cool. Where'd you move from?
New Mexico.
And so you just moved to Kansas City because you love the team?
Well, for tech school, too, it was one of the campuses here, AIM, aviation maintenance, right there by the stadium.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Awesome, man. That's a cool story. I love it.
But, yeah, I just think like the Legends or somewhere over there, you know, Overland Park, Olathe, whatever, I think they just have the infrastructure for it. I think it's pretty obvious.
Well, we appreciate the phone call, Chance. Thanks for chiming in there. Somebody says, are we only going to bring on people that agree with you guys? No, the phone line's open. Mac just answers, says, hello, what's your name? We'll put you on. So, no, there's no...
Mac's awesome.
There's really no bias to anything of this. Dylan, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I mean, this is... I don't really have a dog in the fight. I don't live in Jackson County, but this has got to be the world's biggest fumble in order, you know, in the state of Missouri. You're going to lose three major sports franchises in the matter of 10 years. I mean, yeah, they're going across the state line. Thankfully, they're going to stay close. But it's just, I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing here? I mean, you lost the Rams. Look what they turned into. The Chiefs have been amazing the last 11 years, you know. And then the Royals are starting the uptick now. And you're just going to let them walk away because everybody's fighting and bickering and can't get on the same page to just build a new stadium somewhere, you know, whatever. I mean, it's just, I'm glad they're staying in the area, and this is coming from somebody that absolutely hates the state of Kansas, but I'm excited to see both of the new stadiums whenever they're built and get to go to a game out there. That's all I got, guys.
Thanks for the phone call, Dylan. We go to Armando. Armando, you're on the air, man.
Yeah, that's me. I mean, as far as the Chiefs, you know, the sad part about that is, like, I mean, Arrowhead is, like, one of the iconic venues, like, in all of sports, especially, like, in the United States, you know? So that's, like, a huge fumble. Like, how did we as Jackson County vote to not, you know,
maintain that facility. It's like a ridiculous thought. I can't believe it happened.
But, you know, to kind of let the voters off the hook a little bit, it just wasn't a well-thought-out plan when they rolled it out, you know? It was constantly changing. It was never set in stone as to what they wanted to do. And again, no leadership from Mayor L or Frank White in any of this.
This comes from the text line. Neither the Chiefs nor the Royals will be crossing the yellow brick road over to Kansas. It's all just leverage and media fodder.
And that's why they're moving to Kansas.
We'll go to Mike. Mike, you're on the phone. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I live out in Jackson County. I mean, I go to two or three Chiefs games a year and probably 10 to 15 Royals games a year. And Eastern Jackson County, I don't mind driving another 20 minutes to get over to Johnson County to get to the game anyways. As long as, I appreciate getting out there where hopefully they can have bigger parking lots to have the tailgate experience that I've known to grow up and love.
And they will, because when they did that survey, the number one thing was parking and tailgating, and the Chiefs will have plenty of that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Plus, for me, the way that Kansas City just fumbled this thing, like, I just want to get my popcorn out and sit back and just watch it, because I work in finance. I tried to kind of kick back and just back of the napkin tally up what this earnings tax is going to cost Kansas City, and it's just, it's unfathomable, and it's comical. I mean, they just really screwed the pooch on this one.
No doubt. Mike, thanks for the phone call. We go to Jeff and KC. Jeff, go ahead.
Oh, why are we so sad? This is incredible news. You know, of course, I'm on the Kansas City, Kansas side, but
You're killing me, Jeff. I'm down, man. I'm down.
I'm loving this. So I'm a lifelong Dot, Wyandotte County, born and raised, and the idea that what we have seen in the past 20 years that's been built in Wyandotte County and the Legends area, and then that we can potentially bring the Chiefs over there and continue to further develop both the west and the east of the county. I mean, these people the people deserve this. You know what? We want it. We're willing to take it on. And the fact of the matter is, yeah, it was fumbled in Jackson County. And I agree, Bob, it was a terrible plan. No one cared about the weird renovations that the Chiefs were just putting in there, and it was very confusing about how the Royals wanted to set it up. But that all being said, we all knew that the end result was going to be that if that did not pass, they were leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And that was made very clear. And here it is, and I'm excited for the future of it, because to Bob's point, they're staying in the area. Right? Now, of course, I can hopefully see them in my backyard. But they're staying in the metro. Like,
right.
I think we should still at least celebrate that. And they're going to be brand new stadiums. We're going to get a Super Bowl here in Kansas City. I mean, I think that's some exciting things that we can celebate too. Thanks, guys. That's all I have.
No, yeah. Appreciate the phone call, Jeff. We'll go out to Jake and KC as we continue to take your phone calls. Jake, go ahead.
Good morning, Legend Likens, Legend Bob.
Good morning.
I know it's a somber morning for some of us over here, but a lot of your callers are hitting the nail on the head. You know, the last one said they deserve it over there. They really do. They stepped up. They've brought some fathomable things to the table for people that can understand, unlike, you know, the Missouri side. And I think the biggest thing for me that I get out of this is that, you know, sometimes things have to fall apart to rebuild. And I'm not saying that I think the Chiefs and Royals are probably gone for good as far as Missouri side. We can't say that. We don't know what's going to happen in 30 years, but ultimately, the leadership of this city dropped the ball.
Yep.
And crime in that area is going to go up. Response times are going to go down. People are going to move. And you can really thank your mayor for that. There's going to be guys who are forced to change careers, in a sense, where they're going to have to, you know, these KCPD, KCF guys, KCFD guys, they rely on that money, man.
Yep.
And they're going to have to go chase the money now. And there's going to be some pissed off people about that, but I love you guys. I got to hop back on this job. I work on these jobs. We helped build the stadium, and I think that what's to come is going to be beautiful. We are going to get Super Bowls. We're going to get some big events that we might not have gotten before, and you guys have a good day. Go Chiefs! Go Royals!
There you go, Jake.
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate the phone call. We'll go to Ethan as we continue to take your phone calls. Go ahead, Ethan.
Hey, fellas, I just want to preface this by saying I hate Quentin Lucas and I want to punch him in the face. But my question for you is, am I totally screwed as a season ticket member? I've had tickets since 2012, and I've been told they're going to do a seat licensing in Kansas.
Well, that was going to be the case, I believe, either way they do it. That's the new way that, you know, every stadium does it. I've seen numbers somewhere between 3 and 5,000 a seat, and what a seat license is, and they suck, and I'm with you on this. I hate that PSL term. You pay for the right to buy the tickets. It's a one-time fee, and I know the Chiefs will, you know, extend it out. You know, you don't have to pay for it all up front. They can spread it over years for you. Teams have done that in the past. But that essentially gives you the right to buy the tickets for that seat to any event in that stadium. And so it's a long and short of it. It's an easy money maker for these franchises. And once one team did it and people paid it, everybody else is like, well, we're going to do that too. You know, that's just kind of the way it works in the NFL. And I think it sucks. I'm with you, Ethan. That part of it does stink. From a fan standpoint, because PSLs, man, I hate that word.
So they were going to do that whether we passed it in Jackson County or not?
Yeah, there's been, you know, kind of information back and forth on that as well, you know, because that's something that stadiums have always been able to do, and nobody's ever said no, and people have always paid it.
Hope we got your answers for you there, Ethan. Thanks for the call. We go to Carl. Carl, go ahead as we continue to take your phone calls.
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, born and raised Missouri all my life. Obviously, Jackson County and the city of Kansas City fumbled the bag here. But to all the Kansas folks that are, you know, rejoicing today, I just want to know where that energy was. We were building a brand new airport that all of our Kansas residents get to enjoy. Just feels like we lost the upper hand here. We are the bigger city, right? And Kansas has always reaped the reward of what we have built here in Missouri. And we let that slip. So, yes, I voted yes for the stadium in Jackson County. I despise Kansas. I despise Mayor L. And, you know, that's just kind of my thoughts on it. With that, I'll listen offline. Thanks, guys. Have a great Friday.
Thanks, Carl. It's our turn in Kansas to start paying for some of this stuff. I mean, 60 years we've, you know, we grifted. I'll be honest with you. Kansas has grifted when it comes to everything in this town. It's now time for Kansas to take, you know, a little bit of the bill.
Couple more phone calls. We'll go to Brent. Brent, you go ahead.
Yeah, I, you know, grew up in Kansas, moved over to Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm now back in Kansas. And I will tell you, being a Jackson County citizen, having to worry about all the votes to keep renovations going and all of that, it was really kind of irritating. And I hope people, just because, oh, hey, we have a team in Kansas now, you're going to be held hostage by the owners at some point for some sort of tax revenue. And they're not moving for any altruistic purposes. This is, they're going to find a financial advantage in Kansas population being smaller, especially in the metro area. It's going to be a much bigger burden than what they're going to financially realize in the short term. And also, sports teams really do not generate revenue. It becomes a wash. It's more of a status symbol than any actual revenue generation. What's your take on that?
I disagree with that. Sports teams are what makes you big league. Those are what makes you the big league cities, to get the other events, to get all that stuff, to get the recognition, I mean, Kansas City has grown so much in the last 10 years. We haven't done that because we have boulevards and fountains. We've done that because of the Chiefs. The residuals that our franchises give us by winning are insane. People, you heard one guy call up and say he moved here because he was a Chiefs fan. That's one of the many stories I've heard of people saying, I moved here because I was a Chiefs fan. So you get people moving to the area. You get people visiting to the area. You know, when this team was in the postseason the last couple of years, there were 800 takeoffs and departures from the downtown airport alone with private jets coming into Kansas City, of people coming in, spending their money and utilizing our, you know, our airport, our services, paying for those landing slots, paying for stuff at the stadium. Anybody who says the sports teams do not bring in money, I think, is a fool. And I think they're just making up stuff because they don't factor in all the ancillary stuff that happens. Your sports teams are your front door of your universities and of your cities.
We'll go to Brendan real quick. Go ahead, Brendan.
Yeah, I just disagree. Sports teams bring in a ton of money. Yes. Kansas City and Jackson County is going to miss out on the earnings tax and all the sales tax associated with every single game.
Yep.
And all the concerts that come through. It's a huge swing and miss by Kansas City. It kind of pisses me off because I wanted the downtown stadium, and I live in Johnson County. So
yeah, I'm with
that's
you.
That's all I have to say.
Thanks, Brendan. I'm with you. I wanted the. I've been a downtown supporter since I saw the first designs at 20th and Grand back in 2002. I love downtown baseball. We do baseball trips every year. We love the downtown baseball stadium.
We'll go to Brandon, then we'll go to John. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to say, so I've been in government relations for about 15 years now, and I work closely. I actually work for the Regional Arts Council downtown, and I worked closely with the Royals at the time about their community benefits agreement. And I think all of your callers, every single one of your callers is right, except for the one that said that there's no revenue because, or it's not a net gain because of stadiums.
Right.
And you're right that the downtown ballpark was a terribly thought out plan, implemented in a terrible way. But I want to call out too. So someone who's worked closely with government for 15 years, this has been a breakdown of leadership at our governmental levels for 30 years or more.
Yep.
They have known that this sell by date of 2031 was coming for decades, and none of them did what they needed to do to make sure that those teams were kept. And I want to call out, too, it's not just Frank White. I mean, Frank White did himself no favors, but do not let the legislature off the hook. If anything, I hope that your listeners, I beg them, as someone who works in government, please pay attention to county politics and county government, because it affects your life in a way that is very similar to the city. And I want to remind people, too, this isn't just revenue loss for our city and county governments. This is revenue loss across the state of Missouri. We will of the loss of this income tax, which is essentially what is the biggest part of what people pay as a result of being at the stadiums, using the stadiums. We will feel that all across the state. Just to give you one example, so the arts in the state are supposed to be funded at 60% of the out-of-state athlete and entertainers tax. They've never received that full 60%, which is another conversation. But that's just one and that will be decimated if we lose both of these teams. Now, I want to say, don't count your chickens. This is not a done deal. My intel actually tells me that the Royals are still wanting to put another tax ballot measure on the ballot in April, and they want to do that. They want to make that announcement before they sign on the dotted line and get that vote through and see how that goes before they make a decision. So I don't think it's a done deal. I think whoever said this is somewhat publicity, I don't think that's totally wrong. But I just want to say, like I said, please pay attention to your county politics. And I will just say, this is one small factor in why I have decided to run against Manny Abarca for legislature, because this has been a breakdown, one example of the multitude of breakdowns that have happened at the county level, not just the executive, but the legislature. So BrandonHarrelson.com, Brandon Harrelson running against Manny Abarca in the first district in Jackson County, because we have got to get better leadership, not only around these stadiums issues, but every single thing else that the county affects in our lives. From someone mentioned the property tax assessment. That's another big, small, big example of the breakdown of government. So I just make that plea.
Thanks for the phone call, Brandon. Coming up on the other side, back to sports. We'll get you our Friday parlay here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing here?
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Let me just correct something real fast from that last caller that we had on. I am told that if the Royals want to go back to the state of Missouri and try for another vote, Kansas will pull their offer. So if that's what the Royals are thinking and wanting to do, not so fast, my friends, because the belief is if the Royals try to say, okay, we got this deal from Kansas, but we're going to go give Missouri a try, I'm told the state of Kansas will go, that deal is done. You're out. And then that's not a good situation to be in if you're the Royals. because then you have to go to a vote of the people in Missouri. And I don't know that a vote of the people will pass for the Kansas City Royals. They believed it would have passed for the Chiefs, but people do not believe a vote would pass just for the Royals.
It is Friday. It is the end of the 8 o'clock hour. It's where we give you our Friday Chiefs parlay. Of course, that is brought to you by Circus Sports. Sports betting the way it should be is now live in Missouri with Circus Sports. Bob, we know what you're probably going to do with the Chiefs game with your first leg of the parlay.
Yeah, you better believe it. A Travis Kelce anytime touchdown. I just think the next 3 weeks, man, it's going to be the Travis Kelce show. Mitch kind of alluded to that when we talked to him at 7:20 this morning. Like, everything about Travis Kelce for these next 3 weeks. So I just feel like if you're Gardner Minshew, why the hell wouldn't you just target 87 all the time, right? So get him his 203 yards the rest of the way and, you know, all that kind of stuff that he needs. So I'm going with the Travis Kelce anytime touchdown, a plus 180 this week.
Love that. I am going to piggyback that, not because you're doing it, but because of what you've just explained, that the fact that, well, we saw the injury report. There's a lot of names missing. I'm not sure Rashee Rice plays in this game. Obviously, he was put in a concussion protocol. And then we'll see what happens with Hollywood Brown as well. But I do like the fact that Travis Kelce, he's got three games left. He's 203 yards shy of 1,000 for the season. He is now the leader and sole leader on that offensive side. You have a backup quarterback in Gardner Minshew, as you had mentioned, is going to target the guy that he trusts the most. We saw that when he came into the game right away, he found 87 locked in on him. I think he does that quite often. In fact, I think this line is very, very low, and I would suggest you hammer this, whether you trail this parlay or not. Kelce receptions over 4.5. So over 4.5 receptions for Travis Kelce is plus 100. I really love that number at 4.5 because I think he absolutely just shatters that.
Yeah, I mean, he gets got to get 9 targets at least, right?
And I would listen to the people that would say, well, aren't they just going to double cover him and let Gardner Minshew try to, like, throw it outside of Travis Kelce numbers? Well, yeah, but I mean, like, you've got so much more into the Travis Kelce mold. Like, we talked about the audio. He said, well, the Chiefs will have Patrick ready. Like, the Chiefs are going to be doing that for him. Not us, not we, not we're going to do that. It's so I think that, you know, he knows there's three games left, and it'll be one of those, I'm going to do it until the wheels fall off, and he's going to do the next three games in that same sort of mantra. I think that Travis Kelce will find himself open plenty against a bad team in the Tennessee Titans. Why not? They're checked out. Chiefs have somebody that's really, really checked in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you just feed the beast all day long, man. What
Heck
do you
yeah.
got?
I'll be checked in. I'll be locked in Nissan Stadium, baby. Let's go.
They're building a new stadium too,
yes,
right?
Yes, they are. Yeah. 2 years, 2027, I think.
Have they started the construction on
thing?
Oh, they have. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's going to be really cool. It's going to be awesome. That stadium sucks, but... Arrowhead Stadium lasted forever, and it's still amazing. That's what's great. That's another testament to Kansas City and that construction.
It really
Nissan
is.
Stadium was built in 2000. That stadium blows.
It's amazing what they did in 1972
with
the architectural firms we have here in Kansas City and how advanced those stadiums were at the time and how many stadiums were modeled after them. And now, you know, it's time to move on. It just is. So, like every other stadium.
So we got a Kelce touchdown. Kelce over 4.5 receptions. I will go Xavier Worthy. Can't find this in all the books because it's kind of weird with the injury reports, but he's on this book. Xavier Worthy, 40-plus receiving yards. That's minus 108. All those three together, plus 640. 10 for $64.
I think it's interesting that the Xavier Worthy one is minus money.
Yeah, 40. Yeah, so I think his over-under is right around that. It's like at the 40s is what they think he's going to get.
It's not bad. Yeah, there you go. The Friday Chiefs Parlay brought to you by Circus Sports. Sports betting the way it should be is now live in Missouri.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
With Circa Sports is Kelsey anytime touchdown, Kelsey receptions over 4.5, and Xavier Worthy 40 yards receiving or more. You put all three of those legs together, you get +641, so about 6-1 or 6.5-1 on those odds. Again, that is the Friday Cheese Parlay brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be. It is live in Missouri with Circa Sports. The Royals have made a move.
Oh, yeah.
The Royals are acquiring Matt Strom from the Phillies for right-handed pitcher Jonathan Bolin, per source.
I think the Royals just got better with that move, man. I like that move. Man.
So the Royals move on. We'll bring that back up on the other side, and we will get to Sean Smith. Let's get ready, baby. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.